Welcome to Trading Anti-Guru. Most traders lose money not because they chose the wrong strategy. They lose because they could not execute the strategy they chose. That is a psychology problem, and almost nobody in the trading education industry talks about it honestly, because it is very hard to sell a course on discipline. So that is what I try to cover here instead. Here is the part that took me too long to understand. You can spend months learning price action, building a system with positive expected value, backtesting it, refining the entries, and then you sit down with real money and you start breaking every rule you wrote. You move your stop loss because the trade is almost a target. You skip a valid setup because the last one lost. You double your size after a winning streak because you feel invincible. You close early because you cannot stand watching a winner turn into a loser again. None of that is ignorance. It is emotion. And emotion does not care how good your strategy is. The trading industry ignores this almost completely. Strategy content is easier to package. It looks more impressive. You can build a course around it, make a YouTube series, sell a PDF. Trading psychology is harder to monetize because the honest version of it says this: no course fixes it. Only experience with real money, combined with deliberate reflection on what your emotions actually did to your decisions, builds the kind of self-awareness that actually helps. That is not what sells, but it is what is true. Here is how most traders find out they have a psychology problem. They test something on a demo account, it works. They go live, it stops working. They blame the strategy, they look for a new one. They test it on demo, it works. They go live, it stops working again. This cycle can go on for years. The strategy is not the variable. They are. There are a handful of specific psychological patterns that destroy most retail traders. They are not exotic. Every serious trader knows them. Almost nobody addresses them directly before they cost you money. Loss aversion is the biggest one. Humans feel losses roughly twice as intensely as equivalent gains. This is not a character flaw, it is how we are wired. But in trading, it means you will hold a losing position far longer than logic says to, because closing it makes the loss real. And you will cut a winning position too early, because locking in the gain feels better than watching it potentially reverse. Those two habits alone will destroy the math of any strategy that should theoretically work. Revenge trading is the second one. You take a loss, your rational mind shuts down slightly, and you want to get it back immediately. You take a trade you would never take with a clear head. It usually loses too. Now you're down twice, and twice as emotional. This is how accounts blow up in a single session, not from one bad trade, from the reaction to it. The third one is confirmation bias. You have an idea about where price is going. You start looking for evidence that confirms it, and ignoring evidence that contradicts it. The chart is telling you one thing, your narrative is telling you another. You follow the narrative. You can build an entire trading journal full of well-reasoned trade ideas that were all wrong for the same reason. You are always finding the chart that fit the story, not reading the chart as it was. What you will find here is honest breakdowns of these patterns, how to actually identify them in your own trading, and what real self-awareness practice looks like for traders. Not affirmations, not mindset content dressed up in trading language. Practical ways to build the kind of self-knowledge that makes you harder to beat by your own reactions. The one thing that would have saved me money, I kept a journal, but I was journaling the wrong things. I wrote down entries, exits, the reason I took the trade. What I was not writing down was my emotional state before and during the trade. Whether I was tired, whether I had just taken two losses in a row, whether I had been watching the chart for 3 hours and was starting to force something. When I started tracking that, the patterns were obvious inside a few weeks. My worst trades almost always happened in the same conditions, not bad setups, bad state. The journal was not about finding the perfect entry, it was about learning when not to trade at all. The free resource I would point you to first is a simple trading journal template, not a paid one, a spreadsheet with three columns added that most people don't have. Energy level going into the session, emotional state at entry, and a note on whether you followed your rules. Review it weekly. The data will tell you things about yourself that no course ever will. If you already understand concepts like cognitive bias and emotional regulation, and you apply them deliberately to your trading process, most of what I cover here will be familiar. I'm writing for the trader who has the strategy down on paper and keeps watching themselves ignore it when it counts. Understanding your own psychology is the last edge most traders ever develop because they spend all their time looking for an external one. This section is for the ones who are finally ready to look inward. One last thing. This blog is just me. One person, no team, no investors. To keep it running, some articles include affiliate links. When I mention a tool and you sign up through my link, I might earn a small commission. It costs you nothing extra. The rule is simple. I only mention something when it's genuinely worth paying for, and there's no free alternative that does the same job properly. If a free tool exists that gets you there, I'll point you to that instead. A paid recommendation only shows up here when the free options just don't cut it.